USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden speaking at the White House, marking 1 year since the COVID-19 pandemic began. He said denials for months led to more stress, deaths, and also loneliness. He did say, though, he was optimistic because he was going to get more vaccine out to the public.
We know what we need to do to beat this virus. Tell the truth. Follow the scientists and the science. Work together. Put trust and faith in our government to fulfill its most important function, which is protecting the American people. No function more important.
He said one of his main goals was to get kids back to in-person schools in his first 100 days in office. And he said if everyone gets vaccinated and follows the CDC guidelines, we can get closer to normal by July 4th. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. Hey, we are headed towards St. Patrick's Day, Luck of the Irish. And I want to give a great shout out to one of the greatest coaches of all time, Lou Holtz, who gave me his permission to use his name and his likeness when I used to be in the banking world. But you don't need luck this year to get healthy. You don't need luck to lose your fat. You don't need luck to get off all those medications. No, all you need is to use those hands and log on to energizehealth.com or call us at 888-444-8895. Friends, you've heard Wayne talk about his amazing transformation, and you know Wayne is a crusader of truth and only speaks the truth. He would not be endorsing this protocol if it hadn't changed his life. You need to log on just to see that. So log on today to energizehealth.com or call us at 888-444-8895.
A judge has granted a prosecutor's request to add a third-degree murder count against former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin, who was charged in George Floyd's death. Minneapolis criminal defense attorney Mike Brandt.
The third-degree murder charge gives him that middle ground between the second degree and the manslaughter.
So far, six jurors have been seated. Also, in the January 6th insurrection investigation, there was a court hearing for two alleged members of the Oath Keepers extremist militia that were charged in the Capitol attack. A federal prosecutor says they plan to charge several more people that have ties to that group. The House has passed a pair of measures aimed at tightening background checks for the sale and transfer of firearms. Lawmakers voted to approve the Bipartisan Background Checks Act, which would require background checks on all commercial gun sales, while also voting to pass a measure aimed at extending the review period required to purchase a firearm. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Today is not only the anniversary of the pandemic, it's also the 10-year anniversary of the Fukushima nuclear disaster in Japan. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Lance Pry.
A moment of silence, prayers, and anti-nuclear protests. Japan mourned 20,000 victims of the massive 9.0 earthquake and tsunami that struck Japan 10 years ago, destroying towns and triggering nuclear meltdowns in Fukushima. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Despite the CDC and the president's warning, one governor is still lifting restrictions on COVID-19. With more, here's USA's Tim Berg.
Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt says he's lifting all COVID-19 restrictions in the state.
There will be no statewide restrictions on events or Oklahomans. I'm also removing the requirements to wear a mask in state buildings.
The Republican governor making the announcement on Thursday, saying though people are encouraged to wear a mask depending on their circumstances. He also reminds everyone,
COVID is still here, still in Oklahoma, it's still in the United States, and we still need to do our part. You can still, and you're even encouraged to wear a mask depending on your circumstances.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
You can listen to the news anytime by logging on to our website at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.